God is our healer.
Amen.
This morning in this Father's Day, in a brief way, we want to know God as Father, fatherhood of God. You know, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God, the Creator, the word is Elohim, Creator God. He created the heavens and the earth. He created. He's still here. That God can be only a creator God for you, but he wants you to be Father God to you. John 3:16 tells us, I'm going to just quote scripture. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Say with me, love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that is Jesus, to buy us back, gave his son. And whoever believes in him shall not perish. The life that was lost in Adam's fall, the fall of man in Adam, now God says, I will restore you and give you back eternal life. Restore. This is the power that breaks the spirit of death and fear. You know, that is in this pandemic seasons and everywhere, people are now frightened of death. There's a spirit of hopelessness, a spirit of despair. That can be broken only in Jesus.
Amen.
The moment when you receive Jesus into your life, eternal life comes in. Your spirit that has been not been cut off, that has been cut off from God, is restored. And so you are now restored with God. That means you are restored for heaven. Say with me, restore for heaven.
Restore.
I want to break the spirit of fear, of death.
Yeah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we take authority over the demonic power of death that is prevailing. Hopelessness, even at this time of the pandemic, we break the spirit of fear. We break the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We have life, everlasting life. This is the church of the living God, eternal church. Right now, we release that anointing in Jesus' name. You know, John chapter 1, verse 12 says, as many as you receive, Jesus, you become children of God. Say with me, children of God. The moment when you become children of God, something takes place. God takes you from the powers of darkness, sickness, and disease and death, and brings you back and gives you life. In fact, we have a teaching on 82 things that happen when the day when you accept Christ. One of the things, you're translated from death to life, from all the powers of the negative to the positive in heaven. God gives you eternal life. The moment when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to you. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes into you and you become the temple of the Holy Spirit. So you become carriers of God. In 1978, a preacher was preaching in Singapore, and he prayed for a lady who's a part of this Ouija board. They prayed to the spirit and began to go in trance. This lady came and she was depressed and she accepted. All she did was, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior. Forgive me. Take over my life. Give me. I gave my life to you. I'll follow you. She made this prayer about 10 o'clock. At 10:30, she went back on that Friday back to the Sion or that Ouija board and began to pray. The spirit never arrived or didn't manifest. This lady, whom we call Susanna. Susan was so tired, she said, I'm going back. Y'all continue on. She told the group. And the moment she left, one of the group went into a trance. And the leader asked, why so late? Why so late? And this is what the devil said. The lady who left have God in her life. The devil knows when you have accepted Christ, God in her life. But you do not have to have the devil to tell you. God tells us, as many as you receive him, you become children of God. You see, our body becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit. Our spirit is joined to the Spirit of God, and we are connected to heaven. There is a passage from your spirit going through Jesus to heaven, and there is a highway that is upon you. House of God, gateway to heaven. It is in you. All you have to apply, you believe. You believe and you say, Lord, I touch you. That is why waiting is important. The moment when you have your devotion, just wait and let your spirit, which is the spirit which is in you, the Holy Spirit is in you, he connects to God. And that is a passage, and I've been enjoying that for quite a while. And that is a passage that you can get to heaven. And that's your connection. The greatest power on earth that took place is the resurrection of Jesus. The greatest gift that God gave to the body of Christ is the power of the new life, is connection, prayer. And particularly praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is praying to God. Amen. That's what he said. You want to talk to God? You know where's your Holy Spirit? Let's touch. Oh, Rabako Sandaramba, the Holy Spirit inside me, in my spirit, now uses my vocal cord and touches God. This is the reality that we have. And when you touch God in prayer, there is a dimension that changes the atmosphere. Amen. 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 As many as he received them, he become children of God. So God, once you become children of God, God becomes your father. I want you to just run down some of the attributes. If God is our father, and Jesus, who gave us eternal life, the Holy Spirit, what are the characteristics of Father God? God is your Father. Characteristic of Father. In fact, my message outline, God cares, God loves, God cares for you, and cares for his children. He cares for you. We can activate by faith. God cares for you. In fact, in the beginning, the creator of all the earth is God. Let's look at the character of God in Genesis 1:1. He says, God is the first designer. Whatever you have is designed by God. You're owned by God by creation. The mode of operation on the person and the earth is God, who is now your father. It tells us he's the original cause of everything. Your life came from me. Your body comes from you. Everything commands, and is the fountain of wisdom. He is the absolute. He is the beginning of everything. So whatever you have, you're not alone. I read an article quite some time ago that a man in Chicago, a wealthy man, bought a very expensive car, Ford car. And he took a pride and he took a drive on a Sunday morning. He took his car and he was driving the highway, and as he was going, suddenly the car jerked and he stopped. And he didn't know. He said, I bought a new car. Everything is gone. I don't know what's happening. So he pulled the car, he pushed one side, and he tried to wave his hand for some people to help. So a motorist came. And he said, what happened? He said, my car stopped. I do not know. So he opened up the bonnet and he said, I don't know, it's a different generation car, it's too new, I can't repair. And another man came and did the same thing. Then he said, oh, I bought a car, I do not know what to do. Then sometime later, another man came with a Ford car, came over, and his engine was still on. He opened up and said, is there anything wrong? He said, my car, it's a new car, I bought it. I do not know what is happening. He said, just pull out the key and put it back. I'll see what can I do in the bonnet. So he opened the bonnet, and he don't know what he pressed. And then he closed the bonnet. He said, okay, turn on the key and ignition. And the car just turned off. And he said, wow, it's a clever man. And then he said, I'm in a hurry, but this is my car. If anything, you call me. And so he said, thank you. And so he drove his car, and this man opened up the opened up the call card and say, Henry Ford, the inventor of the car. Henry Ford. And he said, Henry Ford, the inventor of the car. I tell you, God is our Henry Ford. Yeah. Anything in your spirit, soul, body he can repair right now. Your fears that is oppressing you can be taken out. He is the covenant keeper. He is a fountain of our adoption. Everything that is in God. He says he's the architect. He is life. He is love. And he is, in fact, light. And then it tells us that he is, let me go there. He is omnipotent. Say with me, omnipotent. Omnipresent. Omniscience. Immutable. He's eternal. That is our God. We are worried about our future. He said, he knows. He knows your past, your present, your future. He said, I don't know what to do. I do not know. I don't know what's my future. It's on God. Put your future on God. He said, he is everything. Everything you need is there. And the point is that you can trust God. If you know your father is the Henry Ford type, and he knows everything, your past, present, future, why not put your trust on God? The fatherhood of, this is the fatherhood of God. He cares for you. In the April 1973, in Hawaii, the big Assemblies of God Church, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And everybody, this is 1973, yeah? And everybody was praying in tongues and worshiping and sang. And suddenly there was a voice that said, he sang a song that they went from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the evening. And only one song, tell my people, okay, can you follow me? Okay, this is a song, he says, tell my people, okay, my voice. Tell my people I care. When they feel far away from me, tell my people I'm them. Sing it again. My people, I need some backup.
Tell my people I care.
When they feel far away from me, tell my people I'm there. We'll sing this song and I want to pray for you. You know, Brother Gwines, one of my lecturers was in that meeting and he says it was just electrified the whole church. And he went on and on from 9 to 10, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 o'clock. This is the only song and God visited them. And I believe today you got to get back the same anointing. God cares for you. And let's sing this song. And I want to declare and pray for you, okay? Shall we sing? Tell my people I love them. Tell my people I care. Well, when they feel far away from me, tell my people, this is what God is speaking to you. My people.